I like things easy peasy. So when I need a few things, I go to Walgreens. Because schlepping my way through the grocery store when all I want is milk isn't my idea of a good time. Good thing Walgreens is just around the corner, so I can pop in for essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste. Easiest errand ever. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Cottonelle toilet paper is $3.99 with in-store coupon, and select Planters nuts are 2 for $8 or $4.49 each.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your host, Cass, my boy, Father Time. Time, what's happening?
What's up, man?
Okay, okay, okay. Check this out. Tonight, y'all know, like, it's Tuesday night. Like every other night, you know, every other Tuesday, we're going to hit y'all with a hot topic. We're going to burn. We're going to do it all tonight. Check this out. We're going to go old school, though. But this that Gary shit. If you from Gary, you know what the fuck we hollering about. We gon' play this song. We be back in a minute. I'll let you for it.
Nigga been out here for months. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers out there grubbing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't ate shit out this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? All I had was a honey bun for dinner. For real, dog. That shit ain't funny, dog. I'm out here down for whatever.
That's the title. I was live, born and running up in the suburbs, then come out with a bizzer. Woozy off some scissor, then blow one on the kisser. Stressed out, that's my wizard. I had to change my strategy, got tired of poles bagging me, get it? I wasn't happy, see? Money always ran from me. Problems always running me, bad news came randomly. But I took it casually, not actually. I was like one of God's property that turned into a prophet. Did prophecy on hypocrisy, my documents went bringing no food. I was still that same dude that was. What shall I do? What shall I do? It kept me. I've been starving for the food, and I've been robbing for the food, and I've been jobbing it for the food, because I've been on the streets for the food, and went through beef for the food, been chained like a beast for the food, because I done bust shots for the food, I done sold rocks for the food, I done ran from cops for the food, because I done sold my rings for the food, I done bust my spleen for the food, I'd do anything for the food, because I was starving, because I was laying up on my ass, complaining like a fag, why I blew a bag, God gave up, that's how I felt, every time I blazed up, the same stuff, kept a nigga chained just like a caged mutt, daddy told me I ain't changed much, huh? You neither. I'm surprised I'm still breathing for shit that kept me eating. Fuck Snickers and anything else, shit don't matter. Stick a nigga for his platter, then lay low just like a bladder. Tell bees ain't getting it. I ain't digging that. $6 or $7 an hour, I ain't feeling that. I'd rather get a gat and reload and start killing traps. Lord help me, it's these the cards that you dealt me. I was unhealthy, I waited on that sign that you felt me. I'm a sneaky nigga, that's why I always sold grudge, since I was never show no love by them janky ass thugs. Now as a youngster, it got so deep I slept in dumpsters, so my motto was fuck your dog, I don't trust her. It's cold in my city, nobody provide covers. They grub in your face and smile like ain't nothing. Bags, I hold magic, fuck y'all with no rubber, cause I've been starving for the food, and I've been robbing for the food, and I've been jobbing it for the food, because I've been on the streets for the food, but went through beef for the food, been chained like a beast for the food, because I done bust shots for the food, I done sold rocks for the food, I done ran from cops for the food, because I done sold my rings for the food, I done bust my sleeve for the food, I'd do anything for the food, because I close my eyes real tightly, and I block out the lightning and shock myself when I'm writing. Give me breath so I can speak my pain. If it ain't about that food, nigga, don't speak my name. On the block, when nothing but came. Even Cyrus, all my niggas was saying, I got the change. Before I end up locked in a game with animals that's doing life that can give a fuck about your case. To stay the hell about they space when you safe. But if they try to take your food, you smack them dead in the face. And don't hesitate, cause if you don't, you a bitch and everybody gon' want your plate. But if you do, you a man and you gon' live to say you ate comprende. I've been starving for the food, and I've been robbing for the food, and I've been jobbing it for the food, because I've been on the streets for the food, and went through beef for the proven chain like a beast for the food. Because I done bust shots for the food, I done sold rocks for the food, I done ran from cops for the food. Because I done sold my rings for the food, I done bust my spleen for the food, I'd do anything for the food. Because I'm, we all in the same boat, and we all hung by the same rope, and we all live by the same quote. And the fear dying a broke nigga dead with no hope, hallucinating while you choke off weed to help you cope. I down the hole, bottle with rose to get on my toes. This ain't the life that I chose, this the life that I know. I can't take it no more, I'm about to run in the store. Eyes spread like a tomato, I'm out for the dough. Ma, I need you, thanks for giving me lungs that I can breathe through. Cry, thanks for giving me a mic that I can speak through. Sing, thanks for giving me a beat that I can eat to. But no thanks to the devil for creating the root of all evil, kept me. I've been starving for the food, and I've been robbing for the food, and I've been jobbing it for the food. Because I've been on the streets for the food, and went through beef for the food, been chained like a beast for the food. Because I'm, I done bust shots for the food, I done sold rocks for the food, I done ran from cops for the food. Because I'm, I done sold my rings for the food, I done bust my spleen for the food, I'd do anything for the food. Because I'm, I've been starving for the food, and I've been robbing for the food, and I've been jobbing it for the food. Because I've been on the streets for the food, been went through beef for the food, been chained like a beast for the food. Because I'm, I done bust shots for the food, I done sold rocks for the food, I done ran from cops for the food. Because I'm, I done sold my rings for the food, I done bust my sleeve for the food, I'd do anything for the food. Because I'm,
yo, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your man, Father Time, trying to hold it down. I'm dealing with a few little issues, so let me clear up these issues and get back with y'all. Otherwise, check out this song I got. And I see we got people listening. If you want to join the conversation, just push one, I'll bring you in after the song, of course.
Hey, yo, yo. I see most cats will take advantage of you right now. But I ain't gonna do that, huh? I'm gonna give you the game, right? I'm gonna give it to you because I would want somebody to give my little girl the game when she would find her S.E.
Life is real. Heard you just turned 17 and finally got some hips. Hustlers on the block go crazy when you hit your lips. But they just want relation, they don't want relationships. Your daddy knows your name. Everybody's talking about how much that girl did change. Can't quite put your finger on it, but you're feeling strange. Like it's fire in your veins.
Your pain, yeah. Baby, it's get it, babe.
Hold on to your innocence. Use your common sense.
Welcome back. Like I say, I want to welcome everybody to the show. If you want to join me tonight, just push one. I'm rolling solo. So push one. I'll bring you in. If you need to call in, the number is 646-727-1283. 646-727-1283 for everybody that's listening on the internet. And I got a caller rolling with me. What's happening, Janine?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's cracking with you? It's just me. I'm rolling solo, girl.
Oh.
Damn right. It's my show. You know how I get down.
Uh-huh.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
You sound a little down.
Mm-mm. I had to take some cold medicine, so
it
made me a little drowsy.
Uh-oh. All right, well, keep that cold shit to yourself, okay? I ain't trying to roll with that. I got to go to work tomorrow. I can't afford to take no day off. You feel me?
Yeah, I understand.
Don't breathe too hard, all right? You know, they say that shit travels through the phone line, so don't breathe too hard.
Never heard that one before.
All right, Janine, let me ask you a question. You've been a step parent, right?
Yeah.
All right, check this out. I'm dealing with a little dilemma. Well, it's not a dilemma, but anyway, you know it's prom season, right?
Yeah.
And the seniors are going to the prom this year, right?
Uh-huh.
So you know, we didn't got this dress, shoes, all the little accessories and all that crap. Shit that I don't even know what you need half the shit for. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But anyway. So she's on my trail, right? I need this, I need that. I need you to do this, I need you to do that, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm telling my wife, okay, well, you know, where the fuck is her father at? Why this motherfucker can't chip in? You know what I mean? He can't chip in.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, he'll call like every 6 months. But I'm like, okay, he know his daughter's a senior. He knows she going to the prom. Why the fuck this motherfucker can't chip in? But now, am I wrong for going to this motherfucker saying why you can't chip in? Well, should I just play that role and be like, well, you know what, he a deadbeat, I'm just going to do it myself, fuck him. Which role should I take, in your opinion?
Well, I don't think you should call him, because if he been a deadbeat just because she going to the prom, that ain't going to make him no better. I mean, if he say he don't got it, that's pretty much all he going to say, regardless if you call him. My thing is, you know, just because the kids want all this stuff don't mean they should get it.
Oh,
know,
I agree.
Parents have to learn how to say no or, you know, bring it down a notch. You know what I'm saying? It don't always have to be that $400 dress. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. They have to, you know, maybe get something different.
I feel that. I feel you. It's hard as hell being a step. It's man. It's a problem.
You don't want to feel like you trying to treat them different or whatever. I understand that. But in the same time, you know, I can't get something that I can't afford either. You know what I'm saying?
Well, exactly. My thing is, I just want, you know what I'm saying, I just want a motherfucker to chip in. Hold on, Gene, we got a new caller.
Huh?
Caller, what's happening? Who this? Hello? Caller? Whoever just pushed one.
This your brother.
Oh, what's up, man?
Hey, I think you should step to him. Let him know. Chip in.
Really?
Yeah. This is kid too. You should not foot the whole load. He had the fun. You gotta pay the bills.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know what's going on. Janine, this is my oldest brother.
Hello.
How are you doing?
That's Janine, man.
I'm not saying he shouldn't chip in. I'm saying just
because
you call him, if he ain't been chipping in, more than likely he ain't going to chip in for this season.
Yeah, but that don't make it right.
No, it's not right. It's not right.
You know, you still, don't step to him hard. Don't step to him with aggression. Just step to him like, hey, she need some more shoes, or she need this, she need that, you know.
Well, you know, motherfuckers just need a little help every once in a while. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. He had all the fun.
Right, because he ain't doing shit. Motherfucker living his life. I mean, you know, I'm really not complaining, because at the same time, I knew that going in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I knew that when we got married, you know.
It still pisses you off because, you know, my stepdaughter, she, you know, her and her mother had got into it, whatever. So her mother basically was like, well, I'm not doing nothing for her. So, of course, I wanted her to still have everything she needed for her prom, so I did everything. Me and, you know, my husband at the time, we did everything for her. And while the mother showed up, take a picture. So how
really?
Would you feel about that? Yep. So how would you feel about that? After you did everything, now he come over there, he getting all the pictures. Like the happy father.
Oh, no.
Father.
No. No, I got something to say about that. I'm not about to pay for everything, and then you're going to bring your punk ass over here and try to take some goddamn pictures? No, that's not happening. I'm breaking the camera. I'm breaking the camera phone. I'm breaking something. Ain't no way. What did you say something? Oh, hold on for you answer that. Hold on for you answer that, Gene. Carla, what's happening? Who this?
Oh, it's me again.
It's
I got disconnected. Oh.
Not you, man. Who is this?
Candy.
Oh, what's up, Candy?
What's up?
Chilling. All right, Candy, mm-hmm. we're going to bring you in one hot second. Janine, go ahead and finish your point. What did you say to her?
I mean, I was just like, dang, you know, you just did all that. I did not let her be over there, but it was just funny to me. I did say something, but then again, hey, that's still her parents.
So what did the dad say? Did he say anything to her?
No, he didn't say nothing.
He didn't say nothing?
He didn't say nothing to her. He couldn't stand her, so he usually didn't talk to her no way. But, I mean, even the daughter was like, really? You know, now you want to come over here? And she was like, you know, I see your mother. You know, that's how they do.
She didn't contribute anything? Nothing.
No. She did not.
Incredible. And didn't want to take some pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ain't no mother, man. Look at here. Candy, have you have you ever been a step, or are you a step now?
A step parent?
Yes.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, let's say you was a step parent.
Uh-huh.
Let's say your stepson or daughter is getting ready for the prom. You know, proms nowadays are expensive as hell. They really weren't expensive when we was in school. You know, a couple $100, you was good to go. But now that shit's it's outrageous.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit it's expensive as fuck. This is my second prom in 2 years. This shit costs. But Candy, your stepson or your stepdaughter going to the prom, right? And you're with their dad. You're in a dad.
Uh-huh.
Y'all married. Y'all in a relationship. All right.
Uh-huh.
Y'all putting up everything for the prom. Okay. The moms ain't put up shit. She ain't contribute nothing to the prom. Nothing. But in Janine's case, she comes to the house and wants to take pictures. Be smiling all up and, you know, I mean, it is her daughter or her son, but at the same time, she didn't contribute a single penny to none that this child got on. Nothing. Would you say something to her if she came over there trying to take pictures?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't say nothing, even though she didn't contribute a dime to this.
No, because
and now she over here trying to
at the end of the day.
Shit?
No, because at the end of the day, the kid had fun, and they got to, you know, experience something, you know, that we did. So they'll know deep in their mind that what they did, you know what I'm saying, who paid for it.
All right, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to give you some prices. You got to, okay. You and your husband and put up $400 for the dress, all right? You know the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go another two. I don't know how much hair costs nowadays. About $200, $150. Let's make it even $200. $600 for the dress and the hair. Okay. Let's go another $55 for the shoes. So now we up to $50. So I can keep the numbers even. And my math ain't that good. So now we at $650. We just got, just for the dress, the hair, and the shoes, we had $650. And then you got to get a purse that matches the color of the goddamn dress. I don't know. Let's go another $50. So we have $700 already. And then you throw in the other little accessories.
Yeah, jewelry, makeup.
Jewelry, makeup. We're looking at, let's say, $1,000. You and this man.
You know who had to get the car. That got the rental car.
Now, if it was my daughter, his punk ass getting the car. I'm not getting no goddamn car.
I just tell you.
Now, the date gonna get the car. If it's my daughter, that motherfucker gonna get the car, the pictures, and the dinner.
I was saying, what if it was a boy? If it was a boy, you forgot about the rental car.
Hell no, he gonna take my car. If it's my son.
You can get the limo.
Oh, yeah.
You can get the limo,
so
but
up,
I wouldn't
dude?
Be mad. I wouldn't.
What up, man?
I would. What's up, Drew? It's Drew, right?
What up? Oh, yeah.
Hey, Drew, you been listening, man?
Yeah, I heard everything.
All right. Are you going to say something to your
yeah,
daughter's mother?
No, I wouldn't say nothing to her in no negative way. She can come over there and take pictures and whatever she want to do. I ain't got no problem with that because for me, if at that age, you know what I'm saying, towards the prom, they either what, 15, I mean 16, 17, 18 in that area, they already know what who takes care of them. They know who does what, you know what I'm saying? So
uh-huh.
I'm not finna, you know, stop anything, you know what I'm saying? Especially I'm just not going to do that. I'm not, because they already know at that age who takes care of what. You know, like your stepdaughters know that you take care of them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everything's still cool. I wouldn't have no problem with the daddy coming over and taking pictures. That's his daughter. I ain't got no problem with that.
Man, dude, you just dropped $700 to a G on this prom. This motherfucker ain't spent a dime. and he want to come over and take a picture?
I mean, what's wrong with the picture, though? What's wrong with it, though?
See, what's not wrong with it? He ain't spent nothing on it.
Okay, but so you
hold on, Drew. Hold on
for
you respond, Drew. Hold on for you respond. Let me bring in. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this? I know this number.
What's up?
What's up, Mike? I knew this number.
Right?
All right, Mike, I'm gonna bring you in 1 second. Drew, go ahead and finish your point.
No, what I was gonna say is that, you know, all the pictures that's gonna get taken anyway, she's gonna give them to the dad anyway. So what's the problem is?
The problem is he didn't put none in on it.
I mean, has
okay,
he been putting
right,
anything on
I'm,
it before
I'm,
then?
All right, Drew, I'm gonna give you a situation. All right, Mike, we're gonna bring you in 1 second. All right, Drew, listen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with your baby mama. Me and your baby mama together now. Okay?
Right.
We raising your daughter.
Right.
I come to you. I say, hey, man, let's say your daughter's name Tracy. I say, hey, man, you know, Tracy going to the prom this year, so, you know, we're going to need a little help with that. You know, we need you to contribute. You tell me, well, you know, I'm not doing good right now, blah, skippy, and whatever. All that bullshit, right? I'm like, all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then you come over on prom after I done spent the G. You come over, want to take some pictures.
Mm.
I'm not letting that. That's not gonna happen, dog. We gonna be fighting something,
stop,
man. I'm not letting you take a picture.
But
you ain't taking no.
But
you had money to put gas in your car to come over here and see
my daughter, though.
Because you ain't contribute.
So if I didn't put nothing in on the prom, that mean I can't come spend time with my daughter. That would tell me on her prom night. So if the daughter weren't daddy there, you gonna tell her no?
I'm already there. I'm raising you.
Oh, okay. Okay. I guess.
You're goddamn right.
How can I tell my son or daughter that they mom or dad can't come over here when they want them to come out? How am I going to tell my son that? No. Really? How am I going to fix my mouth and say some shit like that?
The same thing I'm going to tell them. Your mom ain't shit. She don't give a fuck about you, so she ain't coming. So don't even look for her. Fuck that. All right, Mike,
well,
what you
can't do that tortile.
How come
yeah.
I can't?
I didn't want to. I just
because you wouldn't want somebody to tell you, tell your daughter, you know, if you wasn't really in, I mean, if you were involved, but you didn't financially have it to give her. I mean, do you, you know, when you was taking care of your daughter, you was paying child support, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so if your daughter went to you,
somebody
needs
to turn
their
TV down. Somebody got to turn their TV down. Please. Turn your TV down or your radio, whatever it is. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So
right, go
when
ahead,
your
Candace.
Daughter, okay, when you was paying child support for your daughter would come to you and be like, Dad, I want these or these Jordans here, or I want this and I want that. Did your ex-wife contribute to half of that?
No, she didn't help me buy nothing.
Okay.
But she didn't have to. I'm talking.
Well, it's the same
okay,
way.
I think we're missing the point. I'm talking about a deadbeat parent, not a parent that's around. I'm talking about that parent that they might see on Christmas. They might see them on their birthday. I'm talking about that parent. That's the motherfucker that want to come over and take pictures after you spend all the money.
As long as my son or daughter wants them to be there, I ain't gonna have no problem with it.
I would never do that to the other parent because at the end of the day. You wouldn't let me go see my real mom, you know, and make you feel like shit. I wouldn't do that. They know who pays for that. They know
right.
who made their day bright.
Right.
They know
right.
who they can look up to when they grow older, you know, that my stepmom got me. I ain't got to worry about my mom because my stepmom, they know that I'll have their back. That's just how it is. I wouldn't do somebody like somebody's parent like that.
Yeah,
I never
I wouldn't
stopped
either.
My kids' dad from doing it, so why would I stop somebody else? I just wouldn't do it.
I took her message. Wow. She was doing it on Skype. She couldn't help because she was mad that she wasn't.
Hold on, Janine. Hold on, Janine. Somebody got a real loud background. And I can't hardly hear nobody, so I'm pretty sure everybody else is struggling. But somebody's background is really loud. So if you can go to, like, another room or something, that would greatly help us. I hear TV or something going on, and it's loud as fuck. There we go. All right, go ahead, Janine.
It wasn't the fact that she couldn't help. Just chose not to because she was mad because, you know, my stepdaughter didn't want to live with her no more. And she wanted to live with us, you know, but still at the same time, I wasn't going to be the one to, you know, tell her mother she couldn't come over there or whatever. But she wasn't helping. She was not. You didn't contribute. I don't want you in my back room. I don't want you helping to get her dressed or none of that. She stayed out. Out in the open area with all the rest of the business.
See, that's what I'm talking about. If you ain't contributing.
That's the worst part. That's the worst part, I think, as a mother, that you couldn't even help your daughter get dressed for her prom. You see what I'm saying? Cause, you know,
at least do a hair or paint or fingernails or something.
Contribute something. Yeah.
You can't wait till she get dressed and then come over and want to be like, hey, girl, you look nice. Well, damn, you should have helped me out, Ma. Maybe I look a little bit better. You put your touch on.
Well, maybe she'll say
saying?
That then. Maybe she'll put her mom in her place.
Well, not
you know?
In high school. Come on now. You're going to get your ass fucked up.
I mean,
my
somebody
daughter
does.
She ain't going to just talk to me any kind of way she won't. I don't care if she's mad or not. You still get fucked up. Now, when you get grown and talk some
shit. But you can
shit,
talk to your parent with, and put them in their place without being irate.
Shit, hell. My mama didn't go for that shit. What you say? I don't care how you said it. My brother's on the show. He can contest that.
I mean, back in the day, we got our asses whooped. Nowadays, you can't really do too much of that.
Yeah, you can. You just do it in the house. You don't do it in public.
And let me ask you, is this the same daughter that left Walt Disney World?
That did what?
That left Walt Disney
same one.
World when y'all
same one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we went to Universal Studios. I thought I was going to be on World Star,
well,
y'all. I fucked her ass up in that damn park. I did. I choke slammed the shit out of her ass right there in the park. People were screaming like, oh, my God. I thought I was going to be on World Star. All right, time to go. Okay, somebody call the police. Time to go because I just lost it. She pissed me off. Yep, the same
one. What?
Acting a fool. Like we was at Universal Studios. She acting a fool. So I had to put her ass in her place.
And that's what I'm
saying.
Oh,
hell no.
Kids seem to be allowed to do whatever they want. And parents still catering to them. Where is they different?
Yes, they do. That's why these little motherfuckers out here killing every damn body.
Exactly. You can't get shit from me if you ain't going to show me no respect. I don't give a fuck who it is. You a child, you my child, or somebody else's child. That don't even matter. You can't show
they got to show respect. They got to show respect, but
exactly.
You never put a child in between whatever conflict a grown person has. Because they can't help that their mama or their daddy is like that. All you can do is make it memorable for them.
No, what I'm saying
I agree with
because,
that.
Because of Father Time's specific situation, this is the same daughter that they got into it in Walt Disney World. And I remember when they talked about it, and the same one who left and then called somebody else to fly her home after he
sure
paid all this money for the trip, and she disrespected him. But then at the end of the day, you still want me to bag you this and bag you that, but you can't even show me no respect.
I agree with everything you just said.
I understand that, yeah, but I'm talking about, like, as far as prom goes, you know, that's their night. you know, and like I said, their parent, what their parent does is not on them. They're kids. You know, all they know is it's their night. Make it memorable for them. You can handle anything after the fact when they're not around. You know, you don't put conflict in their, you know, because you have that issue. You know, that's where, you know, the parents don't get along and the kid be in the mix of it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want all that. That's too messy.
Hey, but, Kenny, I think you're misunderstanding what Janine is saying. I think, Janine, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what she's saying is you can't be disrespectful and then turn around and ask me to do some shit for you.
Yeah, I can change it up. I'm saying take out the parent situation, the parent conflict. If the child themselves can't be respectful, why should they expect things from you?
Exactly.
Well, I wouldn't pay for a prom if the kid is disrespectful anyway to me. But, you know, he on his own. You know, that's his daughter. That's on your own then. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to disrespect.
That's your decision. But I'm just saying there are a lot of parents that allow these kids to be disrespectful. And then they feel bad.
Then they still spoil them. And that's why they get
spoiled.
Disrespect. Because they're so spoiled. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
you
look
down. Down
to the Southwest Airlines Carousel 4.
You're
going to
be down
say
the bridge
water. Say it again,
Mike.
What did you just say, man?
No, I ain't saying
none. Oh, okay.
But as far as the prom goes, you know, if the mama comes over there trying to get pictures or whatever, you go right ahead. Because like I said,
that's not happening.
But you don't put the drama on the kid. It's not the kid's fault that the mama don't want to do that. You make it memorable
I'm not going to snap on the kid. I'm snapping on the mama. What the fuck are you doing here?
Why would
Please.
You do that in front of the child? That's her night. You're going to mess it up by arguing with her mother, and she might get upset. And then, you know, you just want to leave all that behind until after.
Okay, you know what? You make a great point. But that shit ain't gonna happen in my house. I'm snapping right then and there. I'm sorry.
We know.
You ain't putting a dime on this shit. You're not taking no pictures.
What night is prom night so I can be there?
Shit, man, that motherfucker ain't coming over here, man. You know, he didn't even go to the oldest one's graduation. You know this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So,
your wife's kid.
Yeah, they father. This dude is so petty. This is how petty he is. Now the oldest daughter graduated last year. The one that went to Spelman. She graduated last year. Okay. She called her brothers. Told her brothers about the graduation. Then she has no way to contact her father. Okay. The brothers told the father. You know, she's graduating, you know, she wants you to be there and all that shit. You know what this motherfucker said? He ain't coming because she didn't call him and invite him herself. That was his reason for not coming to the girl's graduation, high school graduation. Oh, I'm not coming because she didn't call me and tell me. But your sons told you. She ain't got no number to call your punk ass, so how's she going to call you? That's how petty this dude is.
Well, how
that's some fucked up shit. Well, I mean, it's just, his sons. They know how to get in touch with him. But they're from a they got a different mother.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, this dude got
good.
Like 10 kids, so.
Yeah. Well.
So he'd deadbeat with all of them. What you saying?
Yeah.
Basically, except the oldest daughter. The oldest daughter, I think she's like 26 or some shit. And he'd do anything for her, but the rest of them, the other nine, don't do shit, man. Nope.
Man, he said, I can't fuck with the rest of y'all.
Yeah, I can't fuck with no more. He did all his daddy duties on that first one, and all the rest of them, his ass out.
ass out like a motherfucker.
<on your own.
laughs> Everybody ass out. I mean, it's amazing to me. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and then, you know, the kidding part is they want a relationship with this dude. He just won't do right by him. None of them.
Most
kids
do, though, want a relationship with their parents.
They actually want one. And I tell you another petty thing this dude did. Now, the one that's going to the prom, she talked to him last year. Right? Last year, because he's a mechanic. So we were going to go buy her a car, you know, a little junker, and he was supposed to, you know, fix it up for her and everything, right? So him and her went to go look at the car. He checked the car out to see what was wrong with it and all that shit. The very next day, no bullshit, y'all, very next day, this motherfucker went over there and bought the car for himself. I'm not
bullshitting,
y'all.
Oh,
that's
wow. Bullshit,
man.
That's some low-down
shit
right there.
That motherfucker went and bought the car himself and didn't even give her the car. Kept it for himself.
That's low-down.
Who do some shit like that?
And that's a low-down nigga, boy.
That's some dirty-ass shit, man.
Yeah, that's dirty.
Can I say
his
something?
His own daughter, man. He went and bought the car the very next day.
Hey, let me say you something. Anytime a man makes a kid and don't take care of him, you know, he ain't no man. He a coward, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like this here. How you going to come over to the house and want to take some pictures and you didn't help out pay for no prom and you not helping out with your kids? Yeah, I'll say something.
Does
you know,
nothing,
because,
man.
Right, that's not cool at all, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll tell him in front of the mama, anytime a man walks out on his kids, is a straight coward. No,
damn, Mike. I see you feel kind of strong about that, bro.
I mean, on some real shit, you know, I've been listening, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like you said all the time, how you going to come over here and you spend all this money, an arm and a leg for prom, and you didn't pay for anything?
There's a problem.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? To a certain point. I mean, just like I said, if the kid, my thing is, I ain't gonna never go against my child. You know, if my child want her deadbeat dad there, then it's cool. It's cool with me, even though he ain't did shit. Because like I said before, the child know who take care of them. The child know who loves them. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
He already know that you love her. That you her dad. You know what I'm saying? She knows this already. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you can't never take that from nobody. You can't never take that from her. She knows that. That's going to be her for the rest of her life. She know her dad ain't shit, and she know who her dad is now. But if she want her dad there, that's just something I ain't finna tell my daughter. No, I ain't finna tell her that.
I'm sorry, bro. I got to disagree with you. I'm stopping that motherfucker at the door. He ain't coming up in here. You can see it when she come outside, and when they get ready to leave, you can see it in. But you ain't coming up in here.
You told him he got to be a
happen.
Paparazzi. He got to be the
That's
paparazzi.
That's the only way a mother going to get some pictures. Now, if she want to take a picture with you outside, right, that's on her. Ain't shit jumping off up in here. You keep it moving, bro.
Yeah,
I got an issue
moving,
with that.
Bro.
Keep it moving. Catch her when she get outside, but you're not coming up in here.
Man.
Not gonna happen.
That's true.
I feel you. I feel you, brother.
I mean, hey,
I mean,
sorry,
everybody has their own views with that. You know, I mean.
Yeah, that's just the way it rolls. All right, y'all. I'm
just wouldn't
want to
mess it up for that child.
How you gonna mess it
you
up?
Know. I mean, if you say something, then, you know, that child might get sad and start crying on their prom night, and they're supposed to be happy and enjoy it because you spent all that money. You ain't trying to screw it up, you know?
Did I tell y'all what I did
when
my daughter went to
the
prom?
You don't want to mess up
her makeup. I'm going to tell y'all what I did when my daughter went to the prom. Yeah, I went over there. I met the prom dude right there. I met the date, you know. I had a little conversation with him, you know. Had my baby back by, you know, okay. My morning in at midnight. So I have her back by midnight. Now, this is good shit, right? This motherfucker didn't listen.
Hey, can you call to the female restaurant? Well, on my side of the
All right, Mike, we're gonna put you on mute, Mike, until you finish sending somebody to the restroom or whatever you're doing, bro. But anyway, her mother calls me like 1 o'clock in the morning. She at the hotel. Supposed to be back at home at 12, right? She at the hotel. So I get out of my bed. It's 1 in the morning. It's a goddamn thunderstorm outside. And I went to the hotel. I did, y'all. I went to the motherfucking
Lord.
Hotel. And I walked around that bitch till I found her. I did. I swear to God, I did. She was hot. She was mad. But I didn't care. And I was looking for dude. You know, my point, my whole thing was, while I was in the car, I'm going to find this motherfucker. Because I told this motherfucker personally. I told him personally. Have my baby back home by midnight. And they had the fucking hotel somewhere. Oh, I was hot. I was hot. She was hot. Her mama was hot. Her and her sister got into a fight. This shit was crazy. It was crazy. But I did it out of love. I loved her. I loved her. I didn't want to see her, you know. I don't know what she was doing. You know, she was a virgin then. At least she said she was. But I'm going to switch gears, y'all. I saw this article today about this, what they call it, Instagram thoughts or whatever the fuck it is. Anyway, it's this girl, well, this woman, she messed around with this dude from the Oakland Raiders. A practice player or something. Anyway, she aired the dude out. Aired him out, y'all. I mean, put all his business out there in the street. He came back and talked some shit about her. And she ended up bringing God into it, right? Now, she's a stripper. She's a stripper and a model. That's her claim to fame, stripping and modeling. And she used God. And now I'm reading all these comments about the article, and everybody's jumping all over her. They eating her up, you know, calling her, you know, she's a gold digger and all this kind of shit. And she talking about, you know, the dude got a little Vienna sausage, all this old crazy old bullshit. Now, did anybody see the story?
No.
No.
Nope.
No, damn. Nobody saw this story?
Mm-mm.
But anyway, my thing is, okay, Janine, if me and you was together, I mean, we wasn't together, but, you know, we messed around. Let's say I'm a superstar.
Uh-huh.
We mess around. Every time I come into town, we mess around, you know, then I leave. You get mad at me, okay? Now, do you put all my business on Instagram? If you did, why would you? You're famous on Instagram. You're famous. You done mess around with a lot of these, you know, a lot of rich athletes and all this kind of stuff. That's your claim to fame.
Uh-huh.
And now you get mad at me. I'm your newest athlete. You mad at me, so you put all my shit on Instagram. Why would you do that? Well, not you per se, but why would a woman do that? That's for you and Candy.
I mean, because she upset. She mad, and that's what some women do. They try to, you know, fuck with the man's pride, you know, say shit that's going to fuck with him, piss him off. That's pretty much what she did. But I don't think anybody who, my thing is, why bring God into it? That's the part I don't understand. What did you say about God?
Hey, you a stripper.
Just period. You're a sinner, okay? So I don't understand why they feel like they could bring up God and everything as if you're not sinning. To me, you're being a hypocrite.
Yeah, she wasn't worried about God when she was messing with him.
But they get,
I'm
you know, she get all,
she get all mad because she probably want more and he don't want to give her more, or
he's a practice player. He's not even making millions. He's making a few thousand. He's a practice player.
But she wants to be with him.
But
she might want to be with him.
She's known to sleep with all these athletes. That's her claim to fame.
But maybe that's the issue. She want to be with somebody. I don't think, ain't no woman just going being with all these men and just, oh, I'm just being with this one, and then I'm going to leave and go to the next one and all this and that. They probably using her and not wanting her the way she wants them. And so now you keep going to all these different guys and none of them want you the way you want to be with them. All
right. Okay, that might be a good point.
Yeah, I had a nice
book. All right, Ridge, what about you? First of all, let me ask you this. If you know a woman is known to sleep around with all these guys, and now it's your turn. You done hooked up with her. You done slid into her DM and all that bullshit. Would you want a relationship with her?
Hell no. That's not relationship material.
Okay, all right. Drew, what about you? Okay, I guess Drew not there no more. Mike, what about you,
man?
What about you, man? Would you try to get a relationship with one of them Instagram thought models or whatever the fuck they call them?
Hell no.
No.
Nah, I say no.
Who would?
Shit, somebody would.
Somebody piece. It's good for a piece, but she know that's all she is a piece.
Well, apparently she don't think that. I mean, she talked about this dude so bad, he turned around. I mean, she talking about the size of his dick and all that shit. This motherfucker took a full new picture and posted it. Just to let people know.
Prove her
I'm
wrong.
Serious. He took a full new
wrong.
Photo and posted it.
This Mandingo, man. This Mandingo.
Right.
If you call this little.
Why you playing?
You
like, this Mandingo, that is. He proved his point. It all blamed him.
Yes, he did. I'm trying to find articles. I really want to read y'all the article. But I can't find it right now. So that's crazy to me. My man took a full frontal nude photo and posted it. And say, what you think now? How about now? Is she lying?
Of him?
His caption is she lying? Of himself? Yeah.
Of his female?
Yes. A full frontal nude photo and posted it. Because, you know, they were beefing on Twitter. And he posted it right on Twitter.
Man. Well, I want to see. I want to see. Let me be the judge. Yeah, can you send that to me?
I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find it right now.
She won't be
talking
the judge,
and looking at the same
it.
Time. Yeah, but he did. So I guess it is what
tag
it is.
Tag me in that one.
All right, I'm gonna try to find it. But anyway, all right, anybody got anything on their mind they want to get off their chest right quick while I try to find this article?
Yes, I had a little weekend, and I wanted to see what y'all think. People just say I do too much sometimes, but that's just the way I am. So, you know, I set up my little weekend. You know, with a threesome on my mind, of course. But So, Brad, it's all set up, everything good. Well, my mother nature then came on.
Oh, way.
I was
not block her.
I know. Fuck my shit up. So, but I didn't want to fuck up the whole weekend. So, we still went. Hung out with the girl, whatever. So, was that crazy for me to let him fuck her while I was there?
No.
No?
That wasn't right.
I mean, if that's what y'all was trying to do.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to fuck up everybody else because my shit fucked me up, so.
Right.
Wait a minute. So, you let him do it?
Yeah. I mean, I ate her pussy or whatever, but, you know, I couldn't get nothing done for myself. But, you know, it ain't nobody else's fault. Shit. It was just a little Mother Nature came on, so.
Well, you're just showing that you're not stingy, that's all.
That's right.
You gave us a good time to me.
I appreciate that.
Right.
That's a good thing.
It's a real good thing.
Yeah.
I said, what would have been fucked up? No, we can't do this, cousin. I'll get that time. No, wait a minute.
y'all laughing.
Bring your ass back here.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening over here. I'm sorry, baby. She got to go. She got to go.
Okay, so you wouldn't fuck her. Even if I'm saying yeah, that's fine.
I'm saying if it was me and my wife and another girl and I couldn't perform, she gotta go.
Oh, if you couldn't perform. Oh, you wouldn't let your wife
Hell no.
Yeah,
no. No. Not gonna happen.
If you can't get none, ain't nobody getting none, huh?
I can't see it.
But that's what you went to do. You went to do that, but it happened. And so, I mean, if you went there for that and you get no play, I mean, wouldn't you think you'd be mad then? At least
we can try tomorrow, baby. Let's just try tomorrow, see what happens.
You know, that's
ain't nothing shaking tonight.
That's a week away. That would have to be like next week.
We just gotta wait till next week, yeah.
And that woman came over there to get some. She ain't trying to wait for no next week. What
hell
talking
yeah
about?
Right.
Y'all let her get Y'all let her get it.
Nah.
I'm gonna let her get it. I'm gonna let her have hers.
I'm gonna let her
have
hers.
Well, that's good that you ain't stingy, Janine.
I ain't stingy either. If she want to get out, if I can't get down and she can get down, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
for it.
I'm gonna watch. Maybe watch.
So
and
no,
I
nobody,
get, I can
no,
get ready.
No, nobody agree with me, huh?
No.
Fuck all y'all.
Look, this is, he usually did a videotape, so I called myself and tried to videotape. I didn't even turn the damn video thing on.
Oh, Lord. You was that messed up, huh?
I think I'm doing good. I got the light shining. It's all bright. I'm thinking I'm getting the videotape. I looked at that shit. The motherfucker wasn't even on. I said, oh,
oh wow.
Shit, I'm fucked up. I said, well, I guess that ain't my field, videography.
Wow.
Well, I tried. That's why I didn't matter.
You tried. And you wasn't stingy either. You're getting an applause.
I'm a stingy motherfucker, then.
What was
you saying? Just call me stingy.
Oh,
everybody gonna be mad at me.
Mm-mm. So have you guys ever went to I went to see the Chippendales this weekend, Saturday, right?
How many times you gonna tell us, Candy? You done told us like 10 times already.
No, I went.
She went again.
I went Saturday.
She went again. She went again recently.
Yeah.
Oh,
went Saturday.
Damn. They
why
must have left a laughing thing on you.
What?
I said they must have left a lasting impact on you. You done went twice?
No. I went to see Thunder Down Under the last time. This time it was Chippendale. It's Australian strippers.
Okay, so what happened?
They were so unprofessional. Like, I mean, it was ridiculous. And then one of the guys walked up to me, you know, gave me a little, my little onstage performance.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to ask me if I know of anybody that can get him some Xanax. I'm like, what? I'm sitting here like, do I have drug dealer or something on my
forehead? You got drug dealer on your forehead.
I mean, I know I went to jail for that, but do they put that on your forehead? Like,
I was like,
no, dude, I don't mess around like that, you know. I mean, I felt like I was being set up. I'm like, what the fuck? It's time for me to go home and shit. Like, that was like unprofessional as hell. And I was like, I would never in my life, if they say you want to go see Chippendales, I would say no.
Because
that was not, yeah, that was not. I don't know. It wasn't a good experience for me at all. I'll see Thunder Down Under any day. I was disappointed about that. I told him, I said, no, I don't fuck around like that. I don't fuck around like that. I wouldn't even know where to go for shit like that. I don't ever fuck around with that stuff.
So just because he's a stripper, that don't mean he can't get high?
I mean, that's on him, but I don't have drug dealer posted on my fucking forehead.
And you don't do that while you're doing your show. I mean,
that's unprofessional.
You could have been
well, she
going to
ask
the show.
But you could have waited until after the show, and you did it while
he
was sitting
excited
there
right now, so. You liable to give him anything right now. So he went for it. You getting Xanax?
That wasn't exciting to me anyway because he was a fucking white cowboy. What the fuck?
I don't know. I've never seen Chippendale, so I really can't speak on it.
Well, he was a white cowboy, and I was like, I mean, I let him, you know, the only one I turned down was one that looked like he was 15 years old. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. That'd be like having, you know, I got kids your age, child. No, you ain't about to come put your shit on me. I'm saying, no, I'm good. I want that one over there.
Well, you know what, though? If he was a white cowboy, he felt comfortable approaching you because you was a white girl. He's like,
okay,
that's my peoples.
Yeah, I'm not no white cowgirl.
But I'm just saying, he's like, shit, that's my people. I know she's
a white
girl. I
might be white, but I ain't no damn cowgirl.
Man, see, if you was black, he'd be like, hey, you know where I get some cane from? But because you're white,
I mean,
you want some Xanax.
To be honest with you, I could find some stuff like that.
Well, I'm saying he wanted a white people drug, so he went. He probably was the only white girl in there, so he went to you.
No, I was not the only white girl in there. Hell, there was only like maybe three African American women.
Well, he wasn't looking for no
cane,
so he wasn't gonna approach them. You should have asked all the other white girls. Did he actually press some Xanax?
Does somebody know where he can get some Xanax? Because I mean, I don't know if it's a white people drug or not, because I don't, I mean, but as far as anything else, I could have, you know, got it for.
Black folks don't fuck with that kind of shit.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't really get involved in all that, because I don't do drugs, so.
We do the cheap stuff, you know. We just need a $10 bag.
I mean, weed.
I think weed is, everybody does that.
Yeah, well, that's only, you know, I mean, I mean, all I know is I could have gotten some, you know, but I wouldn't have went there because I'm already on probation for shit. Why would I do that? It felt like a setup to me. I was like, no way.
Candy, I'm pretty sure the police is not posing as strippers and actually stripping.
I don't care. I don't care. The stripper was posing as the police, so I don't trust. I felt like I was being set up. I was like, fuck that. What? That was unprofessional to me, though. I thought it was. I lost interest then. I wanted to go home. I'm like, fuck this shit. The food was nasty. It tasted like it was microwavable and shit. Mm-hmm. You spend all your money on that microwavable shit.
Look, if he looked good, you should have told him, yeah, I got some bad at. Made that motherfucker do whatever you told him to do. Then you went to get it. I don't even know what happened to it.
There you go. Get him up with some aspirin. He ain't going to know the
difference. But he didn't look good. I mean, he was a white guy. He was a white guy. You know, that's not my... My cup of tea.
I don't know why women don't like those pink dicks.
Don't like those who?
Those pink dicks.
I don't know.
I have no idea why they don't.
I couldn't tell you, Janine, because I don't go there.
Have you ever been with a white guy?
I never have, no.
Ever in your whole entire life?
Never have. My whole entire sexual experience.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know the white version of Uncle Tom.
I mean, I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
White guy.
You've been with a white guy?
Okay. I mean, I've been with one white guy, but it was okay. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, some people just act like it's the end of the world. My auntie saw some white guy. He was had his pants out, and she saw his dick. She act like it was, like, detrimental for her to see it. She said, oh, I saw his white pink dick. Okay. I've had this image in my head the rest of my life. Fuck me up. I'm still
Well, they say,
like,
you know.
You're just going too far now. I'm just like that. You're just doing too much.
You know.
Wow.
I've had people say, you know, is it true once you go black, you never go back? I said, I don't know because I've never been able to compare the two. So I couldn't tell you if it was for sure or not. I just.
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever done
just
any other race
preference.
Other than black?
Yeah, my first son is Arab.
Well, that's. They really consider black, too. They like the pole blacks.
I'm Mexican. I've been with Mexican. I've been with a Nigerian. Well, he is black. An Indian. I just like a man with color.
I couldn't fuck with the Mexicans. That was just too much. They do too. I thought I party. They do too much partying for me. I can't leave behind.
What's up, Holmes?
and I know I party, and they party too much for me. Mm-mm.
They do party,
I disagree.
Yes, but, oh, great.
I think white boys party harder than anybody.
Mm. Why? Because they do
party.
Xanax?
I don't know what the fuck they do, but when I was in the service, shit, them white boys used to party hard. There's a good ass time hanging out with them white boys. We used to party. And they don't, you know what? They don't get violent. They some happy ass drunks. They be happy than the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? They just
I'm
be
a
happy.
Violent
they,
drunk.
They just out for a good ass time. They ain't looking for no trouble. You know what I'm saying? You can step on their shoe. They like, hey, fuck you, God. Don't worry about it, dude. You know what I'm saying? You do that shit, you know. You,
well,
you
I'm a violent drunk,
step on somebody's shoe. Let's fight.
Yeah.
I think them white boys party harder than anybody. I ain't never party with no Mexicans and no shit like that. But them motherfucking white boys can party. Them motherfuckers party hard. I kick with them all day.
I don't like partying with
Mexicans.
White people.
Mm-mm. I think
they're fucking
with Mexicans. They when they talk in Spanish, I ain't never know what they were saying. He could have been calling me all types of black bitches and everything.
He probably was. If you heard the word bendejo, then he was calling you a black bitch.
See, I was like, I can't keep fucking with him. I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
Exactly.
Well, like there was this white chick, at the bar that night, and this motherfucker, I don't know, I mean, she was dressed for the occasion. I thought she was part of the performance. She stayed on them damn strippers, like, and then, you know, I mean, white people, when they get drunk, they fall all over the fucking place. This bitch gonna fall and look at me like I tripped her. I'm like, bitch, you I mean, you jump up and I'm going to knock your ass out, you know? And I just hate partying with white folks. I really don't even put myself in that predicament.
Not me. I party with them motherfuckers in a heartbeat. Just invite me. I'm there.
I'll party with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll party with them, but, you know, I mean, because I did. But, I mean, when you're falling over, you know, I mean, you looked at me like I tripped you. I mean, really? If you wouldn't have worn them tall ass heels and then get drunk like that, of course you're gonna fall.
Exactly.
That's why I knew I was getting drunk and I wore tennis shoes. Because I knew I was already set for the occasion. It was just, man, it was not a good night. That night, not a good night.
Well, sorry you had a bad experience with Chippendales.
Yeah, I will never see them again. If they say Chippendales, I'm turning my head.
I ain't never seen Chippendales.
I thought they were the Donald Trumps of strippers. Male strippers, anyway.
They're from Las Vegas. You know, that's where they're originally from. But.
I don't know. I didn't get none of their cards. See, when we went, man, I had a stack of motherfucking cards. Call this person for $10. Call that person for $12. They even had the prices on the card of how much the girls cost. I was like, God damn.
Did they have a picture on there, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
they had a picture of the girl, the price, the telephone number. And I mean,
for $12,
and for $10, that's cheap.
$10,
right? I mean, you
I mean,
think you don't get a
thousand dollars on there too,
man?
Don't get me wrong. The cheapest I saw was $10.
I mean,
what's
the most expensive
one? Trick.
What was the most expensive one?
Oh, one car would hit $1,000.
You taking a chance with that one? She giving you something with that for that $10?
She got to be.
I know.
She ain't caught nothing.
She's just trying to get a hit. She's just trying to get a hit for the night.
They put her downfalls on the car, her pussy dry. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Why is she only worth $10? That was me. Why is she only worth $10?
Right, then they had some for $50, they had some for $100. Like, why the fuck is she only worth $10? What's going on with her?
Nobody want her.
She for the broke motherfuckers. After you lose all
right,
your money,
the motherfucker that lost all their money, you got $10 left.
You want to take a grudge fuck? You just want to grudge fuck somebody?
Right, I lost all my money now, so fuck it. Might as well get
I'm
some out
of it. I'm gonna beat somebody pussy up.
Okay.
You can't even give her dollars, like sticking dollars on her panties, because all you got is 10.
You try to pull a trade together for $10 for an ass.
Right.
I'm counting my quarters.
All four of us for $10.
I'm gonna count my quarters up that I hit off the slot machine.
Right.
Straight up, man. You get a card like every 5 feet, man. Some motherfucker passing you a card. Talking about call that number, man. Like,
oh,
man,
my goodness.
Go ahead on, man. What a $10,000 was that?
Really?
Do
you gonna pay $10,000? You ain't
gonna
pay
$10
for one. Right, you're gonna have to sign over your house for some of them.
I'm gonna get the $10 one. I'm gonna get the $10 one. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh,
I'm gonna count my quarter.
What up, Marley?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. $10 hoe. That $10 hoes. She got all kinds. She got a. Ghana hurt for syphilis, boy. She got all kinds of shit on her.
Ghana
hurt
syphilis. Ghana hurt for syphilis. Wow, I never heard that before. That must be that new shit.
Okay.
Ghana hurt for syphilis.
Wow.
Wow. That's funny. I guess you're going to leave. What? How you gonna explain that to your girl when you get home?
But yeah, what the hell? You got to
she's like, you
know,
you get home.
Get home and your shit fall off.
Oh wow!
Bet you will pay for the good hoe next time.
Damn yeah, right I will, baby. I'm so sorry.
Hey,
I was down to my last $10. I didn't want to just put it in the slot.
You put it in the slot. It's down to your last dollar. You just put it in the slot, huh?
Yeah.
And that's what came out.
Done a herpes syphilis. That's what I got.
Crap.
That's why I never make it.
Crap.
Right, hey, you know what they say, did you win? Hell no, I crapped out, motherfucker, big time.
All kind of shit.
Right, I'm going my way to see the motherfucking doctor, man. I done fucked around and called something out the air.
Oh, honey, I can't do nothing tonight, baby. I gotta go. I'm just not feeling well.
There you go. Not lying. Waiting on your test.
Now you're lying.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm back,
I know,
I'm not,
baby.
I can't
I'm not
do it
feeling good. I don't feel good. I got a headache. I'm
next
tired.
Straight to the doctor you go.
Like, cool
and you know
me.
She's gonna fuck with you. It's gonna be $10 bills laid all around the house. It's gonna be a $10 come up in every sentence.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
You got $10? Can I borrow $10? I ain't got no damn money. Why you keep asking for $10?
I thought you liked $10. I thought you had it.
Yeah, I thought you had it, you motherfucker.
Yeah, them motherfuckers out there in Vegas, they straight hustlers, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Them motherfuckers are hustlers. Anybody that been there, they know what I'm talking about. Them some bitches will hustle the fuck out you. They offered us a... This one dude came up to us, asked us if we want to go to strip club. Motherfucker offered us a limo ride, a free bottle. I'm like, man, go ahead on, dude. Something wrong with this. Something wrong with this picture. You gonna give us a ride to the strip club in a limo and give us a free bottle, and you don't want nothing in return? And that don't sound right to me.
Yeah.
Now, Candy, that's a setup.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gonna give you a free ride, all right?
Yeah.
To the motherfucking hood.
Yeah, they gonna rob the shit out of you.
Rob the hell out you. I mean, would you get in a limo for free? You ain't got to pay shit. A motherfucker you ain't never seen before just walk up to you and be like, hey, man, I'm going to give you this free limo ride to the strip club. I mean, who would actually do that?
There's some white guys that'll do it.
Yeah,
probably. Them same motherfuckers sitting in the police station talking about, I don't know what happened.
They was on that Xanax.
Right.
Looking for some Xanax. Riding around limo looking for some Xanax. In the hood somewhere. You got police coming, you butt booty ass neck. They took everything you got. Including your clothes.
Dumbass.
That's crazy. Ain't no way I would do that shit. No way. But that's
not me.
All right, y'all. Well, we can't get another show. Damn, the show went kind of quick tonight. Man, we've been on here that long. But anyway, y'all know SinCityRadioShow.com. Create a page. Do what you got to do. And I saw that little post y'all got going on, talking about what I can't handle. Janine,
Houston.
I saw it, and I replied
to
it.
Home. Exactly. You just said the other woman gotta go home. So what is this about?
Oh yeah, I did say
that. And that's exactly on the picture. They trying to be together. You tearing them apart.
If y'all want to know what we're talking about, y'all got to log on to CincyRadioShow.com and go into the little private rooms, the little private groups. If you want to invite, just ask for an invite, hit me up or hit my man Cass up. We'll send you an invite. And y'all can say exactly what we're talking about. Y'all got to get down on them private groups. Them motherfuckers get wild.
Sure enough, dude. It was a real nice picture last week.
Yeah, Marty, did you see my little post I left for you?
You know what? I ain't been on the past couple of days. I ain't seen nothing.
I left a post on there just for you, bro.
Damn. Hold on.
Goddamn picture ain't up 5 minutes, Molly. I already commented on it. Goddamn, she just put the motherfucker up.
Hey,
you already got a comment.
Most time I'm on the spot.
Yes,
you
got
to send me an invite. You send me an invite?
That was a pretty Brazilian wax, wasn't it, Molly?
You got that right. It made me smile.
Let the motherfucker be able to let me post something first. Damn it, every picture you see on there, Marley the first motherfucker to comment on. Like, God damn, let that motherfucker sit up there for a minute. He be on it.
Shit, I was proud. I went on there. Come on, somebody use Microsoft or MSN network, and I've seen Sin City, and I've seen Marley up underneath this. Oh boy, I'm famous. I'm all on the dang old headline. Yeah.
I'm gonna catch you, man. I left a post on there for your ass. Make sure you go read that post.
Okay,
I ain't gonna
okay.
tell you what it said, but make sure you go read it. All right, y'all. CNCRadioShow.com tomorrow. We got a guest on the show tomorrow, so y'all make sure y'all tune in. Y'all know we streaming live on Gangsterville Radio.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using Apple, go to TuneIn. Type in Gainesville Radio. You can get to the show that way. You get to the show through Blog Talk Radio. We still fucking with them. We all over the place. We got plenty of options. I mean, see, we even on iTunes. You can download the show on iTunes now. We all over the place. That's how we get down. All right, we got to get up out of here. So I'm going to start with Janine. Janine, you got any last words?
Yes, it was a good show. Had fun. I will definitely be back tomorrow.
That's what's up. Marley Maul.
All right. Good show. You know what I'm saying? I'll listen to it entirely tomorrow. And y'all keep doing good work and keep on posting them fine-ass sexy pictures. You know, I will comment on them every time.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I'm pretty sure every woman on there knows. Marley going to say something about this damn picture.
Yeah, exactly. If you're feeling down, I will give you encouragement.
Big Mike, you still on here, man? All right, I guess he left. I see a number on here, but I don't got no name next to it. All right, Candy, you got any last words for
me? Yeah, it was a good show, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up. Ridge, you got any last words, man?
Just give me an invite.
All right, I got you. You don't want to say good show or nothing like that, bro?
It was a good show, and I listened to the whole show all the way through.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, y'all, tomorrow night.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Same bad channel, same bad time. In the mortal words of my man, Russell Simmons. Thank you for listening. Thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody for listening to us on the Internet. Peace, love, and head grease. God bless. Goodbye. And I'm going to end y'all with my boy. This is my favorite song, y'all. This is one of my favorite songs. So we're going to end the show with my favorite song.
Hey, yo,
I played it earlier.
Let's see, most cats will take advantage of you right now. But I ain't going to do that, huh? I'm going to give you the game, right? I'm going to give it to you because I would want somebody to give my little girl the game. And she would find her S.E.
Life is true. You just turned 17 and finally got some hips. Hustlers on the block go crazy when you hit your lips. But they just want relation, they don't want relationships.
Welcome to the real world.
It ain't the same. Fellas old enough to be your daddy, know your name. Everybody's talking about how much that girl did change. Can't quite put your finger on it, but you feel it strange, like it's fire in your veins. Cause it's wrong, just her delivery is white.
Shut, get to work in this house, I'm gonna see you with another girl.
Life is rough. You say that you're not ready for sex, but you're in love. He says if you really loved him, you would give it up. Mama says that's just a lie, guys used to get your stuff. Which one will you trust?
Thank you.
tell you all kind of things to get in your pain, yeah. Baby, it's a fact that once it's gone, you'll never get it back.